Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and here he is, our producer and engineer, the man, Stephen Sheldon.
Hello there.
How's everything going?
It's going.
Big news.
New boss.
Big news. We have a new bishop. His name is Bishop John Barris, and he's 56 years old, so he's like our age.
He's our age, so we're now running the place.
We're the age of the runners, and he's new bishop of the Diocese of Rockville Center, which is where this show originates here on Long Island in New York. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been great.
It's kind
of
cool.
Had a big installation mass this week, which was a lot of fun. Cardinal Dolan was one of the ones who installed him, along with the Papal Nuncio. Do you know what the Papal Nuncio is?
It's got to be like the Papal right-hand man?
He's the Pope's representative to America.
To America. Like our ambassador.
Well, yeah, and there's nuncios all over the place, you know, but he's ours.
I went to a restaurant.
Do you
that's
know his
nuncio.
Name? Archbishop Christophe Pierre. I know a lot of things. I have a lot of facts tonight, Sheldon.
Okay. So we've changed. You're the fact guy
I'm
today.
I'm the fact man tonight. So anyway, yeah, it was a great week. It was a lot of fun. It was, just a great moment, I think, for the church. So I'm kind of proud of things going on here. It's a good thing. So that works out. And also we have Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And one of those hallmark days,
and
right?
More relationships are ruined because of this day than anything. Yeah, I am anti-Valentine's
Day. But I am saying that we should talk about relationships,
yes,
don't you think?
Yes, we should.
Because there's lots of relationships out there, good and bad, but the idea is that we are all in relationship with one another. God calls us into relationship with one another, and that's what we're going to look at on Religion and Rock. You know, what kind of relationships matter in our lives, and that's what's going to make all the difference in the world. You know, to kind of look at God's gifts in the gift of relationship, whatever it may be. To start us off, this is Queen's Somebody to Love.
Somebody to love.
queen, somebody to love. There's something about that that's very important for us to reflect on. You know, in all of our lives, we've been given that gift of love, but it can't just be contained inside of us, right? So it has to kind of ooze out somehow. It has to kind of go out to other people. And I think that's where, you know, there's something really wonderful in each and every one of us in this gift from God, this gift of love. Because if you think about it, you know, we're called to love not just one person in this world. Of course, we love lots of people on lots of different levels. You know, even things sometimes get in the love category. You know, we love bagels, you know, but you don't love them like you love your mom. I mean, it's a different kind of love. But the reality is where love gets mixed up, God kind of gets there somehow, and there's gratitude and mixed up in that too. So yeah, love is an important reality for us, and even to love our neighbors, right? That's part of the great commandment. You know, loving our neighbors is an important thing, to be able to respect and reflect back and say, yeah, you know what? These people make a difference in my life. I'm grateful to God for them. So we all have somebody to love in our lives. We have many people to love, and that great gift of love, how we use it, is such an important thing. So we're kind of called to share that and to recognize the power of that gift. Really, the first step is recognizing the power of love in our lives, and that we have to share it. We have to build other things and other people up with that gift of love. It means the world. Here's Bruce Springsteen, Human Touch.
You and me, we were the pretenders. We let it all slip away. In the end, what you don't surrender, well, the world just strips away. Girl, ain't no kindness in the face of strangers. We ain't gonna find no miracles here. Well, you can wait on your blessings, my darling. I got a deal for you right here. I ain't looking for prayers of pity. I ain't coming around searching for a crush. I just want someone to talk to and a little of that human touch. Just a little of that human touch. Ain't no mercy on the streets of this town. Ain't no bread from heavenly skies. Ain't nobody drawing wine from this blood. It's just you and me tonight. Tell the end of a world without pity. Do you think what I'm asking's too much? I just want something to hold.
Touch, baby, in a world without pity.
give me a little of that nectar.
We were just discussing before about this human touch business, you know, in love, because it's a world where we're tempted now to just be electronically in touch with one another now, right? It's so easy to do that, sit at a desk all day and be in conversation with people throughout the day, but never talk to anybody, never even see anybody. I was aghast to learn this. I don't know if you know this one, Sheldon, that actually they're not teaching handwriting in school anymore. No more handwriting. It's just keyboarding. And so our young people are growing up without the ability to write anymore. So, you know, no more writing a note or a card to one person or anything. No, you send an email, send something fast. It's amazing, you know? So I think that's part of the reality we have to look at and deal with in our own lives. We have electronic relationships now, you know? They can never really replace personal relationships, right? Human relationships. But ultimately, there are these other levels of relationship, and it's an incredible new reality. Again, you don't have to look back that far to remember a time when, you know, you couldn't do that. Maybe the marble notebooks. Remember we had that we wrote in and everything? They're things of the past. You know, the kids carry iPads now or different kinds of, you know, books to these electronic books to work, school, and that's it, you know, and to work the same way. So there's something about that in our lives that we have to kind of get back to some of these normal things that for us, you know, this human touch that's such an important thing that God intended. You know, God intended for us to bunk into each other, to hold each other's hands, to hug one another. You know, those are important parts of life that express love and express relationship that matters all the more, especially in this electronic age that we live in. So yeah, there's a lot of great things we do with social media and with this new evangelization, new media that's out there. But at the same time, we need that human touch. We need those moments of just kind of touching one another very deeply that's really important as well. I'll tell you how important this song is to Paul McCartney after we play it. Maybe I'm Amazed.
Baby, I'm a man. Baby, I'm a lonely man who's in the middle.
We're talking about relationships today. You know, in this song, actually for Paul McCartney, he always says that if he's remembered for no other song he's ever written, ever, he wants to be remembered only for this song. He said, this is the most important song I've ever written. And the reason I think that's true is because he wrote this song for his wife, Linda, his first wife, who mattered the world to him, and they were married for so many years. They never spent a night, they spent, I think, one night apart from each other in all the years they were married. An amazing, amazing relationship. And he always wants to have that memory, you know, and pay, maybe be remembered even past his own life for the gift of that wonderful relationship. That's love, isn't it? That's that unbelievable gift of love, that when we have that depth of love, that depth of understanding with somebody else, wow, that's an incredible thing. Now, in the church, what we do with that is we call that a sacrament, right? Because it actually reveals God. When love is so deep, anything that's really deep and that beautiful reveals God. So we have different times, seven different times in life when we say sacrament. You know, it's a sacrament. It's unbelievable because it's part of God's life is revealed here. Well, in that love relationship, when it's that perfect and that deep, it becomes a sacrament. And that's why we marry people in the church, right? You get married in the church for that exact reason, because of that gift of recognizing that God is there in the midst of that relationship. What an important gift that is. And something, again, to thank God for and to never, ever take for granted. What an incredible gift it truly is. Hey, here's Pink Floyd. This is called Wish You Were Here.
Think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get
There's a part of the Bible that I just love when it comes to this song. It reminds me of the Pink Floyd song so much. In the letter to the Hebrews, it says, "Therefore, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses." Think about that, a cloud of witnesses, like the people who have gone before us. We wish they were here with us, of course, right? But they're this cloud that kind of surrounds us that we live in. You know, we live surrounded by all of those people who have gone before us. And in a sense, I don't know, I find that extremely comforting. Like, I don't find that sad or scary or anything like that. I think it's extremely comforting to know that all of these wonderful people who have been a part of my life or are home with God are a part of that cloud of witnesses that surround me and help me every day. You know, I'm saying, don't go over there. Don't eat that. Don't eat that. Take that out of your mouth. Like, all of those things, I think, matter so much. So, yeah, it's such a tremendous gift in our lives, this cloud of witnesses. Now, we live in that world of wish you were here, right? We wish, you know, and there's many, many times I say that to myself. Oh, I wish that person was here. Oh, I wish I could call my mom. You know, that happens a lot. But ultimately, in our lives, you know, we do have those folks that we love so much surrounding us, and they're part of that spirit of kind of affirmation and hope that we live in every day. So, yeah, there's a great gift, and that's sort of that invisible bridge that we probably can't see, but it's something that's certainly worth thanking God for and reflecting on in our own lives. Here's Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love.
Thank you.
I'm Monsignor Jim Vlahan. You are listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about relationships today. Addicted to love, you know, interesting, because that's really not love, right? When love becomes possessive, when love becomes addicting and sort of over the top, it's really not love. And, you know, it's kind of immature. It's sort of, you know, infatuation. It could be lust. It could be a lot of things, but it's really not the depth of what love is. I used to see that all the time in my years in the high school, like when the kids would first start going out with one another and they would be glued together, you know, and I would say to them all the time, when your mom and dad go, you know, go to get food, do they go together to the supermarket? They would say, my mom would never go with my dad. Like, they can be apart from one another. Do you think they don't love each other when they're apart? Like, they do. So, like, that's a more mature love. It's about finding mature love in our lives, and it has to kind of grow to that, right? Young people, you know, first encountering love, it's very, very strong, and so what do you do with it, you know? So that's an important reality to kind of appropriately allow love to grow so that we don't become addicted to a person or to something and love it in such a way or the person in such a way that becomes unhealthy. So that's an important reality to take a look at in our lives and say, you know, who are the people in my life? Who matters in my life? And is it a healthy love? You know, I have a healthy love with this person, a beautiful love that's from God, or is it something that's kind of addicting or something that's sort of just about me possessing versus, you know, true love that is very, very free, and that matters so much. Here's Van Halen, You Really Got Me. When we really find love in our life, you know, we want to give to that other person. And I think there's something nice about that. I think that's where, you know, the whole idea of Valentine's Day can actually be appropriate. I mean, we talk it down all the time on the show, but there is something appropriate about it because, you know, if we really love people in our lives, we want to say thank you to them. We want to say, you know, you matter to me. And we say it in a lot of ways, in words and in actions, but also sometimes it's about gifting somebody. It's about sending somebody a card that matters, an email, a tweet. You know, all of these things really do kind of add up. So I think in my own life, you know, there are people I'm very, very grateful for. Like sometimes you say, oh, a priest, like you're not in any relationships, right? I said, well, no, we're in relationship with lots of people. That's the great gift of what a priest's life is about. Like we are called to love many people in a beautiful way by allowing God to use us to serve them, you know, to kind of communicate a message. So there's something really powerful about that. And I think in life, again, there's a certain gratitude, isn't there? And we want to thank people and we want to be grateful to them. So, yeah, appropriate gratefulness is a good thing, too. And that ultimately expresses our gratefulness to God, if you think about it, because it's a way to thank God for the gift of these people who matter so much and have helped us to, you know, make our lives so much better. Here's Guns N' Roses. Get ready, Sweet Child of Mine.
We'll be right back.
funny, in a lot of ways, this is a really beautiful love song, contemporary love song, if you think about it. She's got a smile, reminds me of childhood memories. I never want to see any pain in her. She's got eyes of the bluest skies. You know, it's like kind of a really beautiful love song on a lot of levels. And, you know, I think that's part of expressing love. We have to find poetic ways to do it. If you think about art, art is really a poetic way to express God's love and love in general, which is God, by the way. So how do we recognize that? You know, wherever there's love, there's God. So yeah, art is a part of that in our own lives. You know, whatever we like to do in a way that can be expressive of God's love and the love that we've been gifted with in this world. So if you paint, you know, it's about painting a little bit. If it's exercise, it's about taking care of the body that God has given us. All of that stuff kind of fits together into an artistic expression of love. And there's something really good about that, that we're called to really recognize it. Yeah, the songs that are written about love that kind of touch our hearts, you know, our couple song, the song that we dance to at our wedding, all that stuff adds up because it's a reminder to us that God uses the artistic world to help us to understand what love is all about. Here's Tom Petty, Listen to Her Heart. Something to be said for the people we trust for advice in regard to love, too, right? You talk to an older person in your life, a parent, an aunt, an uncle, somebody, you know, who matters, a priest or someone that we can kind of reflect back on these relationships that matter so much? Or do we just kind of talk to the negative crowd and get, you know, turned down on relationships and say, it's never going to work, you know? It's amazing that people we kind of fill our lives with will help us to understand love. And so we have to find positive, hopeful people and people we trust to kind of give us that kind of thing. So it's about the deep friendship and the love of deep friendship, which matters so much too. And we come to recognize the advice we get from them is such a big help. Prayer is a big part of it too, to pray about that kind of stuff, to get direction from God, and that matters so much. Here's two friends kind of getting together, actually a little bit of mourning and also a little bit of hope. Here's Eric Clapton and George Harrison. I'll explain in a minute something.
Thank you. dial that shows me.
Eric Clapton lost his son Connor, terribly, tragically, four-year-old boy falling out of a window in Manhattan. And George Harrison tried to kind of help him get out of that mourning, his dear friend, by taking him out on tour. They did this tour together. So kind of a beautiful way to recognize the power of friendship that helps us in so many ways. Art comes in there, too, when our hearts are broken, right? He wrote Tears in Heaven during this time, too. But to be able to get out on the road, to do a little bit of music, and to get our minds off of things, wow, what a great gift. We have those people in our lives, too, and we're called to thank God for them. Hey, here's the Police. This is called So Lonely.
Can't convince myself.
can't really do a show about relationships without reflecting also on loneliness, that that's part of our lives too in love, that sometimes when relationships pass out, die out, end, you know, we get very, very lonely. And that's an amazing gift, that being alone and loneliness. Being alone, solitude, is not necessarily a bad thing. Loneliness is a scary thing. Bottom line is we're all in relationship. God helps us through all of the moments of loneliness and all the different moments of our lives. Let's thank God for the gift of those people in our life. Let's ask God to help us to live relationships well, that we can recognize His presence in the people we love so much. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by Mr. In Relationship, Stephen Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.